We come to the well of Sri Paramananda Puri, a very, very worshipable place according to our revealed scriptures. I would like to share with you the Leela that is described by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Paramananda Puri lived for some time in the house of Kashi Mishra along with Lord Chaitanya. Paramananda Puri was so much honored and worshipped by Lord Chaitanya. We described in the Gambira how Lord Chaitanya first met him and worshipped him at the Rishabh Hill in South India during the South Indian tour. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after discussing Krishna Katha with him for 3 days, prayed to him, "Please, I never want to give up your company. Come to Sri Jagannath Puri and live with me." Paramananda Puri told Lord Chaitanya, "My plan is to first see Ganga in Navadvip and then see Jagannath in Puri." So Paramananda Puri came here. And throughout Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, we find the exalted position he had in Lord Chaitanya's heart. Whenever Lord Chaitanya would take prasad, he would sit with Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, and these other great, great personalities who he worshipped as his seniors. Paramananda Puri was one of the dearmost exalted disciples of Srila Maharaj Rupan. He was Lord Chaitanya's guru's godbrother. One time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking down the beach and he happened to see Srila Paramananda Puri. When Lord Chaitanya saw Paramananda Puri, in great, great joy he raised his arms and started dancing in ecstasy. He offered his obeisances to Paramananda Puri. They both began to embrace each other. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then spoke what was in his heart. "Today I consider that my eyes have achieved their success. Today I consider that my birth in this world has attained its good fortune. Today I am seeing the very self-same personal form of Srila Madhavendra Puri as he stands in the form of Paramananda Puri." One day Lord Chaitanya came to this place where Paramananda Puri was residing. Lord Chaitanya and Paramananda Puri embraced very affectionately and they spoke very intimately. Vrindavan Das Thakur tells us that they had at certain times the same type of affectionate relationship as Krishna and Arjuna when they would speak together. They discussed very confidential topics of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Lord Chaitanya is the super soul who knows everything, everywhere, at all times. He understood the condition of Sri Paramananda Puri's well of water. On this day, Lord Chaitanya asked Sri Paramananda Puri, "How is the water in your well?" Paramananda Puri replied, "It is very bad. It is so full of mud that it cannot be drunk. It is terrible water." When Lord Chaitanya heard that, he cried out, "Alas, alas! Lord Jagannath is a miser. He is cheating the world. Lord Jagannath knows that anyone who takes the water from Paramananda Puri's well will be free of all sins and achieve love of Krishna. That's why Jagannath has made the water in his well so terrible that no one will dare to come and drink this sacred water. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and raised his arms high in the air, began to pray. Oh Lord Jagannath, Lord of the universe, I beg of you, please grant me one boon. Let the holy river Ganges flow into the well of Paramananda Puri. Upon saying this, all the devotees very happily began to chant the holy name. After some time, Lord Chaitanya returned to Gambhira, his home. That night, the goddess Ganga, she took the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon her head as her very life and soul. She entered into this well. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Ganga Devi in the well of Sri Paramananda Puri, he became so filled with bliss, he pronounced for all the world a benediction that Ganga Devi herself has come into this well. Whoever drinks or bathes with the water of Paramananda's well, he will get the same effect as directly bathing and drinking the water of the river Ganges. What will that effect be? That person will very soon achieve very pure love and devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This is the power of the love of Paramananda Puri. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally began to drink the water from this well. Then he bathed in the water from this well. Then he began to circumambulate the well, dancing and chanting in great love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to all of his devotees. The reason I descended from this spiritual world into this earth planet is only because of the love of Srila Paramananda Puri. I am Paramananda Puri's property. His love has purchased me. I say this truth again and again. It is the truth. I am Paramananda Puri's property, and anywhere he wants to sell me, I am sold. Paramananda Puri is the very embodiment of pure, unalloyed devotion to Sri Krishna. And anyone who even once sees Paramananda Puri will achieve Krishna Prema. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took great pleasure in glorifying his devotee. It is the Lord's most intimate master to glorify the qualities of those who have surrendered to his loving service. Krishna explains in Gita, Bhakti Nam Abhijanati Yavam Yashasmi Tattvata. It is only through devotion that we can know Krishna in truth. In fact, through devotion, Krishna voluntarily agrees to be conquered by that love. Lord Chaitanya always protects his devotee, always glorifies his devotee, always wants to give great credit of letting his mercy flow through his devotees. Just as Krishna and Arjuna, when they were on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna revealed how he could destroy all the crews within a moment. But he wanted to give the credit to Arjuna. He wanted Arjuna's name to be glorified for all time. Why? Because Arjuna surrendered to Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna explained to Uddhava, no one is more dear to me than you. Not even Lakshmi, Brahma, Shiva, Balaram, or even my own self is as dear to me as you, Uddhava. Krishna wanted to reveal how dear his devotee is to him. In Krishna's Leela, Uddhava was Krishna's most intimate, loving friend. He descended into this world in the age of Kali Yuga to assist Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes. That self-same Uddhava appeared as Srila Paramananda Puri. One day, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming with his associates to take their bath in the sea. All of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya saw a mountain made out of sand called Chatak Parva. He mistook it for Govardhan Hill. Immediately, he started running toward this hill. He was running with the speed of the wind. As he was approaching the hill, within his mind he was remembering the sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is explained how Govardhan Hill is the best of all the devotees of Lord Krishna. Because Govardhan Hill is performing the greatest service to Lord Krishna's devotees. He is providing nice, fresh grasses as well as pure, clear waters from lakes, waterfalls, and nice, refreshing caves for the pleasure of the cows, the cowherd boys, and Krishna and Balaram. Govardhan Hill is always blessed with the lotus footprints of Sri Krishna and Balaram and his associates. Govinda, the servant of Lord Chaitanya, tried to run behind him. Similarly, Swarup Damodar Goswami and the other devotees, there was a tumultuous sound of concern. Where is Lord Chaitanya going? They all were running and running, trying to catch him. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running as fast as the wind. When he came just to Chatak Parva, in the ecstasy of love, he became stunned. He stood motionless. Tears began to flood from his eyes like the river Ganges. Every pore of his body was flowing with blood and perspiration. His hairs began to stand on end like the flowers of a kadamba tree. All the eight ecstatic symptoms were manifested on his body. His body began to tremble with waves of ecstasy just like the waves in the ocean. Then Lord Chaitanya fell to the ground unconscious. The devotees caught up with him, and when they saw his condition, besides all of these things, his body had changed to the color pale like that of a conch shell. They became fearful and in great distress. They all gathered around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, loudly chanting Lord Krishna's holy name.
The Lord is
After a long time of having this kirtan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
He stood up and he looked around. Where have you taken me? Why have you brought me here? I went to Govardhan Hill. There I saw Lord Krishna climbing upon Govardhan Hill. He played upon his flute. He was surrounded by cows. Srimati Radharani and her friends came to meet him. Together, Sri Sri Radha and Shyam Sundar entered into a cave of Govardhan Hill. The gopis personally asked me to pick flowers to offer them. As I was picking these flowers, and seeing this beautiful pastime of Govardhan Hill, I heard this tumultuous sound that have brought me away from that place to here. While the Lord was running, all the devotees were running after him. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati also, although they were very aged sannyasis, they were also trying to come. And Bhagavan Acharya, he was lame, but even he was trying to come. As Lord Chaitanya was explaining his ecstatic emotions, Brahmananda Bharati and Paramananda Puri arrived. Lord Chaitanya, out of great, great respect for them, because he considered them his superiors, he came again into very external consciousness. He asked them, why have you come to this distant place of Chatak Parvat? Paramananda Puri replied, we have come because we wanted to see you dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ashamed. Then they all went to the sea to take their bath. Then they went back to Lord Chaitanya's Gambira and they all took Jagannath Prasad. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Chatak Parvat is non different than Govardhan Hill. By the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would often come here to perform bhajan. His bhajan kutir is here in this nice ashram. He established this temple himself. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Param Guru, appeared here in Jagannath Puri. He especially established this Chatak Parvat, Sri Radha Vinod Gaudiya Math, so that devotees from all over the world could come and have a place to worship Lord Chaitanya, who is none different than Radha and Krishna, in this most sacred and holy place. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki Jai. Hare Krishna.